We have some really big energies coming in this month. The new moon eclipse yesterday, I sent out a post and wrote some things. Hopefully you caught that. It's the first eclipse of the year, and it initiated a two-week period of intensity that is all aimed at us getting our act together, cleaning up our emotions and relationships to self and to others. Clarify your focus. Use integrity to see that all your communications are clear. It's real easy at this time of the year to get bogged down on what you didn't accomplish last year or didn't say or any not so great habits that still linger. But remember, human nature focuses, the tendency is to focus on the negative. So start now in this moment. Make a list of priorities in this now, and then really understand that you will not be able to take advantage of the big energies coming this year to bring in the new without first making space and cleaning out the old. And you have a much more clear perspective, like laser sharp clarity in this moment, this now, on what is not on the same trajectory and heart arch with your expansion, more so than ever before. And remember, focus on victory and not on loss. When you free yourself up, clean up your act to then expand into the highest expression and truth, you free others up to do the same, even if they don't quite see it. It can be no other way. The old human nature wiring is to spend a lot of time making lists of what we will do differently. The new human understanding of consciousness and energy is that we must first create the space. Clear out, spruce up, get rid of all the stuff. You know, I feel like I live pretty simply. I live in a really small space, and the space is really, I'm real sensitive to the energy of the space, so I keep it pretty simple, not with things stacked and cluttered. And yet, I feel like I look at it, and at the same time, I'm like, I have a lot of stuff. What if I wanted to just get in the car tomorrow and take off? You know, look, what do I do with all this stuff? And then I think of me in my life times 7 billion. We've got to simplify our lives and come closer back to ourselves, our centers, where we need less to be so much more. And when we make space and clear out, we metaphorically declutter the past as well, so that this beautiful now has a place to land. We are empowered this year, this expansion year, to lift the environment of any situation to positive. in the ways we perceive it and frame it. Reconciling where the mind goes and our negative nature with the power we have to see and be that good, to use our mind for good. Lifting the environment of politics, yes, for example, to the positive. Last year, we saw so many accusations against men in powerful positions come to light, to awareness, to the forefront in our world. Yes, this did have a devastating aspect to it, but it was also very positive because it was about women taking back their power and their voice, not as victims, but in saying, this is no longer what is acceptable. It was bringing light into where there had been shadow for a very long time. And this revelation or thinning of the veils around old paradigm, old masculine misuse of power was one of many consequences of the new light and new energy. That's a victory. That is cause for celebration. We ought to be wearing that in our postures and in our expressions every day. The frequencies which triggered the accelerated migration between the 1212 and the 1227, they unlocked magnetics within Gaia's core, which shifts all energy flows to the crystalline grid system, causing expansion. And when I say expansion, I just, in my pineal, I just see wheels of light because it's movement. The light is movement, and it's not slowing down, and it's not waiting. This new energy is affecting our individual lives and our collective reality. And just as with the changing landscape of politics, the shifts created by this energy may release accelerated earth changes, which also accelerates unity. It's important, especially so in this year of the positive mind, for us expanding into greater truth in who we are and what we do in our time here. It's important to recognize that deconstruction of the old includes physical changes in these realms. And that should not be a surprise nor an opportunity for sensationalism. Holding steady, holding center, seeing things from the higher perspective, but also how they are all part of the higher organic timelines. The inorganic realities, the known, familiar, unconscious social wheel, it must collapse. Just as the time structures must collapse in order to reveal the new. And it's an incredible honor and blessing to be here to experience both simultaneously. So we are clearing out and leveling up. We must every day in big and small ways live as if the earth matters. Let this be a daily intention and part of your meditation. I had a huge in my face and heart experience recently in some local nature where development, just unconscious, horrific development is happening, encroaching on the animal kingdom in the name of profit and ego gratification. And as I walked through this area that I used to love to walk the dogs, and I'm not going to stop going there and stop loving on the nature that is still there just because of this encroachment of unconscious energy, for sure. But I was just walking and feeling and noting the greed and the unconscious mechanism, old timeline at play, and it's really a pretty incredible spiral, because this land is Native American land, and the homestead that had been on this land for many, many, many decades was sold, and a developer came in and is putting in this just ridiculous 1 acre of land. 1 acre of land that was Native American land is $100,000 via this developer. And then on top of the cost of the land, of course, people that can afford to pay $100,000 for an acre of land are putting up multi-million dollar houses. And I feel there is going to be some kickback from nature, either from saturated foundations, water erosion, because there's lots of creeks in this area. But as I walked and I just took all of this in, I looked down in the very disturbed orange clay that used to be a forest floor, and I saw deer tracks. And then I knew I needed to use my voice. I took pictures of the crime scene, the deer tracks, and some of the homes that I went and talked with this developer when this first happened. And he told me at that time, he actually took me in a golf cart around the property to try to show me, appease me maybe, how they were trying to be really respectful to the land and they were only going to sell so many plots and that none of the homes would be visible from the creek on the other side of which is the trails that I'm talking about. And guess what? This last time I went out there, huge home right above the creek. So I took pictures. And then I wrote up a piece for social media. And for me, that was a moment of reconciliation, of bringing the new energy and light into a very old story and agenda. And it might, in the greater scheme of things, seem like nothing, but energetically, from a level of intention and integrity and center, it was huge. Living as if the earth mattered in ways great and small. We must step into greater roles of advocacy as teachers of those so many, so still entrenched in ignorance. At the ultimate expense of their own lives and their own future and that of their children and their grandchildren. A year of great expansion. Old grid to new, old roles to new, old stories to new, old habits, old beliefs, reconciling in the positive mind, old DNA to new, old realities to new, realities where there are no limitations, only opportunity to defy old agreements. On the last show, we talked about owning your journey as truly and uniquely your own. Your journey is not meant to look like anyone else's. Meditate and feel into that as a new truth dawning in a new mind and new heart. Uniquely and truly your own journey, your life as a seed with the one objective to become what it was meant to be.